American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Illinois has actually been going on 2 years now without a real state spending plan in place.
That's Reed Blossom, the executive vice president of the Illinois Beef Association, and he's part of a legacy cattle ranching operation, speaking about the Illinois state government. No budget passed again, and it's going to hurt the Illinois cattle industry and everyone else in the state.
Illinois has actually been going on 2 years now without a real state spending plan in place that's been passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. We've had one short-term stopgap budget. However, currently, Illinois has no budget in place, and you're seeing the consequences of that felt not only at the agency level that deal with beef producers, but also across higher ed and really systemic throughout state government as bills are not paid and the budget backlog continues to mount, now in excess of $10 billion. So that's really an important issue, but something that our producers care about. We've also had some specific livestock industry issues come up dealing with our sales exemption, tax exemption on ag inputs and machinery and equipment purchases. And then also we've had some attacks both filed and yet to be filed on the livestock industry through amendments to the Livestock Management Facilities Act and the Illinois Environmental Protection Act.
Blossom explains how no state budget specifically hurts the cattle industry in Illinois.
Our producers rely on a number of services through our Department of Agriculture, which, because it's a state agency, has not received full funding. And so some of those key services, be they in the Marketing Bureau or the weights and measures, inspections, meat inspections, et cetera. You know, we have a agency-wide hiring freeze at the department. A lot of positions we've lost due to attrition, and we have no capability to fill those right now because the state is in an ongoing budget impasse.
There's also a big problem in the higher education area that deliver a lot of extension advice services to cattle producers.
There's been little to no funding delivered to the state's network of higher ed universities.
That's Reed Blossom, the executive vice president of the Illinois Beef Association. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.